This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Now, as one power project moves closer to a reality, we turn to a different power project moving closer to an end, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. The plant was in the final stages of a sale, but now it looks like that might not be such of a done deal after all. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey and Pilgrim Watch, a prominent citizens' watchdog group, raised financial and safety questions about the proposed deal and have taken steps to intervene. Here to tell us more about this is WBUR's Miriam Wasser. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Lisa.
So before we get to the details of the intervention, remind us what is going on with the proposed sale of the Pilgrim Power Plant. Is it still set to shut down this springtime?
Yes. So the plant's current owners, Entergy, have said they will shut down the plant by June 1st this year. But shutting down the plant doesn't mean all activities are over. And under federal law, Entergy has to decommission the plant. So this is everything from tearing down the structures to safely storing the waste to decontaminating the soil around the plant. But decommissioning is hard and expensive work, and Entergy has basically said, we don't want to deal with this. Let's sell the plant to a company that specializes in decommissioning. And last November, Entergy said it found a company to sell that plant to, Holtec International. So the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or the NRC as it's usually known, is currently reviewing the proposed sale to make sure Holtec has the technical and financial ability to safely decommission the plant.
And what do we know right now about that? Does Holtec have those abilities?
The answer depends on who you ask. Attorney General Maura Healey and the Baker administration, as well as that citizens' watchdog group, Pilgrim Watch, filed petitions with the NRC yesterday. This gets kind of technical, but essentially what they want is the right to participate in the decision about the license transfer. So there were some members of Pilgrim Watch at a public meeting last night in Plymouth about decommissioning, and they raised a bunch of concerns. Among them, that there's not enough money in the decommissioning fund, which is basically a giant pot of money that Holtec will get access to if the sale goes through. Pilgrim Watch also contends that the proposed license transfer has not met certain environmental standards and should be subject to a new federal environmental review.
So, Miriam, there are a lot of issues that are being raised here then. What about Maura Healey and the Baker administration? What are they saying?
They have a lot of the same concerns about how Holtec will pay for decommissioning, and they're worried that there isn't enough money in that fund and that any shortfall will fall on the shoulders of state taxpayers. A representative from Energy and Environmental Secretary Matthew Beaton's office, David Johnson, was at the meeting last night.
So the primary driving force of our desire to intervene is to best protect the Commonwealth's interests.
Beaton's office also says that intervening gives the people of the state a voice and a chance to air any concerns that they might have about either the sale of the plant or the decommissioning process.
And is anyone suggesting that the sale should not go through at all?
Well, neither of the motions filed yesterday go that far, but another person there last night was former state senator Dan Wolf. He sits on the Decommissioning Citizens Advisory Panel, which was set up by the state. He certainly raised that point when I talked to him.
My concern right now relative to the license transfer is that the license is being transferred from Entergy, which is a corporation that has assets and resources, to a new corporation that doesn't have any of that. So what I would like to see is that Entergy remain a responsible fiscal agent through the decommissioning.
I should also note that we did reach out to Holtec for a comment, but didn't hear back. And when we talked to Entergy, they said that they think the sale should still go through.
And what do the motions mean for the timeline of a proposed sale?
To be honest, we don't know. It seems likely that these interventions may delay a decision about the sale, but a spokesperson for the NRC said it was too soon for any sort of timeline.
All right. WBUR's Miriam Wasser following the story. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.